Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is Stephanie Oppel. Stephanie is the executive director of something called ICON. It's the, get this, this is really amazing story. It's the Iowa Confluence Water Trails. This is an economic development story and a recreational story and a funding story. And it's got big, big legs for so many people throughout not only Iowa, but also opportunities across the country as we look to water trails being a point of interest and activity. Stephanie, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you're here.
So glad to be here. Thank you, Michael, for having me.
Yeah, this is, so we've been sitting here chatting about this off mic. And so tell us, what is ICON? What are you guys doing to be an economic development driver?
Absolutely. ICON Water Trails is a public-private partnership here in central Iowa. We are focused on activating over 150 miles of water trails throughout the central Iowa region. We have more than 50 different sites that we are activating, bringing online whitewater rafting, surfing, paddleboard, kayak, spots here in central Iowa, along with all sorts of other recreational activities, bird watching, camping, hiking, all the things. Anything you want to do outside year round, you can connect with us for ICON Water Trails. So this really started in Iowa, knowing that we have here historically a deep connection with our rivers, but that's something that we have, a lot of us have lost our connectivity to our waterways here in central Iowa, but they play such a critical part of our lives.
Well, the drinking water comes from the rivers. Everything. So much is there, but we, you know, there is kayaking, there is boating on the rivers, but not to the extent that you folks foresee.
Right. We see a huge opportunity here economically. There is already a paddling community, an angler community, all of those folks. But if we are able to provide them additional access to the waterways, we can connect them. And then they become advocates for the water, and they go out and they care more about water quality. They care more about all the things. We also know that attracting people to central Iowa, we don't have the oceans, we don't have the mountains, but we do have this incredible natural resource here, and we want to make sure that people know how to engage with it, and that's what ICON's all about.
Yeah, this is, and again, the economic development part of this, I think, is truly amazing. We've already found that with bike trails.
Absolutely.
Over 700 miles of biking opportunities are in central Iowa.
Yep.
And we have found those to be economic drivers for small towns. I mean, the restaurants and the bars and the gift shops and the things that open up along those bike trails, the old railroad access points, as a matter of fact, have been monumental. This is the same idea, but going to water, yeah?
Absolutely. And also connecting into that bike trail network, right? So you'll have these connected points where you'll see a trailhead and you go one way and you're accessing the bike trail. You go the other way and you go down to the water, right? And just like you've said, absolutely, we have seen this with the bike trails and all sorts of businesses. We know that the water trails are going to have this exact same impact. It's going to provide all sorts of options for families here in the community. It's also going to, we think, be an attractive destination for tourism. And having people come here to the state, we know that when they come to the state, they come to check something out, and they usually see two or three other places along the way. So if we can get them into Des Moines and show them all of the things that are going on in our central Iowa communities, we think that's a real win. We also know that people who come to check out Des Moines as tourists and come to check out central Iowa and Iowa in general, may end up wanting to stay and move here. We have so many benefits to coming and working and living in Iowa. We want to make sure that the water trails are part of that, and our water quality is also part of that, that gets people interested in coming here and staying here.
This is not necessarily a new opportunity. I mean, this has been worked on for some time, yes?
Yes. So the Water Trails Initiative started in about 2017 as the Central Iowa Water Trails work. We had a large engineering master plan study with 14 or 15 communities involved identifying the opportunities. And since that time, ICON's worked to bring all of those communities together in one umbrella organization, in partnership with corporations and other private donors and stakeholders, to really identify how we move forward as a region to promote these water trails. So since 2017, we really have been able to raise an incredible amount of funding. We're nearing $100 million raised for the ICON initiative, significant investments throughout Central Iowa in facilities and infrastructure to be able to support this as well.
And this has already been done in some Iowa communities already, correct?
Correct.
Charles City, for example, has done some water trail projects up there.
Yeah.
And that has stimulated economic growth with regard to new businesses along that area. Is that correct?
It's bringing people, you know, it also, you see new businesses, and we have some statistics that show for every one person who is in the water doing some sort of whitewater activity, you have eight people that are standing watching that happen.
Oh, wow.
So thinking about the community that is created around these sites, and then the community that is developed supporting all of that. People want to have somewhere to go and catch a bite, to eat, have something to drink, have a good, great local beer that is brewed.
It's just so many things. There's so many things about this. And Charles City is not the only community. There's been other communities in Iowa and outside of Iowa that have capitalized on this natural resource and created an economic development driver from something that was oftentimes overlooked.
Yep. Overlooked, neglected sometimes even, right? We're really fortunate to work with a great design team out of Colorado that has been doing this work across the nation. So there are some incredible examples. We've looked to Columbus, Georgia, Boise, Idaho. Oklahoma has some whitewater parks, and those have really influenced some of the key leaders in our community to be able to identify what we can do here. And in Central Iowa, we work together, right? We come up with solutions. We identify how we can collaborate. And ICON truly is representative of that spirit.
And you mentioned this is a public-private partnership, as so many things are right now. And you're in the midst of fundraising at the same time.
We are.
Talk to us about that.
Yeah, we are. We have some really bold goals in terms of where we are trying to seek and find funding. We have a $33.5 million private investment goal, and we are nearing completion of that. Hmm. We've raised nearly $31 million to date for this.
And that final $2 million is always tough.
It's tough, but we'll get there.
Yeah, I believe you will. And this has been funded largely by not just individuals, but also corporations.
Absolutely. Yep. So we have great investments, Principal Financial Nationwide, Hubble. We have private donors, EMC, Athene. The list goes on and on.
Right.
I'm sure there's many that I am not calling out by name, but we have a great list of corporate donors. And not only are those folks donating in terms of their monetary contributions, we have those folks who are sitting on our board and helping create the momentum around this initiative as well. So they're lending their time and talents as well.
Stephanie Oppel is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is the executive director for ICON Water Trails, a Central Iowa initiative that is going to be, it's just going to be a game changer in so many different ways for the economics of Central Iowa. When we talk about communities out there that you're attempting to get on board, some are connected to the great rivers, the Iowa and the Des Moines River and the Raccoon River. What about communities that are on streams and creeks?
That's a great question. One of the examples that I would point to is Bondurant, the city of Bondurant. They have a small creek, Mud Creek, that runs through their community, and they see the value in being able to connect their community members with that body of water and what that means. So they have developed a splash and play site where kids can come down, catch frogs, stomp and splash in the water, and just make that connection to our water. We really believe that if we can continue to activate and connect all of these water trails, the major rivers, but also the creeks and streams, that helps people think about this valuable natural resource and really care about how we can invest in this and improve our water quality as well.
And we're having our conversation, ladies and gentlemen, at Grounds for Celebration in the great city of Windsor Heights, Iowa, population about 5,200 people, where the Walnut Creek comes through.
Absolutely.
And that is very near to a really wonderful park. It's called Colby Park. And when we look at that creek that goes through there, what a wonderful place for activities to be right in our own backyard, less than 6 blocks away from
us
right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there are already people using that park every day, right?
Every day.
We have a huge population. What ICON can do in partnership with communities like Windsor Heights is be able to just open that up even more, provide more opportunities for bird watching, for fishing, kayaking, paddling, all the things.
And the kids can go down there and splash around at the same time. All right. Let's come back to other communities. You know, I as you were talking about Georgia, I interviewed several years ago at the very beginning of this conversation about ICON, a fellow from Georgia, and he was instrumental in their whitewater rafting and projects that were there. And that's been maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And even at that time, the economic development was amazing for that community. And you're seeing the same thing potentially here in Central Iowa.
We are. We have some incredible, you know, economic impact studies that have been conducted. We have one for our downtown sites specifically. Yeah. We've got some pretty big whitewater sites in downtown Des Moines. And those are projected to see more than 100,000 visitors annually and have an economic output of $2 million in revenue generated by year 3 of operation of those. So when you think about the total economic output that is bringing to the community, when you add what's going on with the ICON, but also all of those businesses, hotels, other places, because people are going to be coming to Iowa from out of state to visit this. We anticipate being the second most visited whitewater attraction in the nation, just behind Bend, Oregon, by the time ICON is up and running.
You know, one of the things that people kind of scoffed at first was the skateboard park, that it's down near Principal Park where the Iowa Cubs play. And that has turned into an amazing place that has now hosted national skateboard competitions. You know, it's really remarkable when you start to piece together all of the things that this metro area has done to drive business. I know my friend Greg Edwards from Catch Des Moines, that's the Convention and Visitors Bureau, you know, releases statements all the time with regard to the economic impact of various things that are going on in the greater Des Moines metro, and it's absolutely huge.
It's huge. So not only do we have opportunities for Central Iowans to see high-level performance, you know, some of the tours that have come through with the skate park are just amazing, and to see those skaters out there doing their thing inspiring youth and bringing in all of those folks who want to be part of that. It's just incredible. But then you also, when that tour isn't happening, you know, I'll take my son down to the skate park and I love it because I see him a little hesitant, but he'll get out there and you have older skaters, part of that community, that want to give him advice and encouragement and just being down there and the vibe that's down there, it's incredible. And so we are so excited to be part of that.
Yeah.
We have really thoughtful leaders here in Des Moines that want to take advantage of the great spaces that we have, right?
And
unused space along the river now is this incredible, one of the greatest skate parks in the nation. And we'll have the same thing with water trails.
So one of the things that is concerning is the quality of water in Iowa, for example. We've had legions of issues with regard to closing beaches, closing lakes, closing streams due to runoff issues. Can this also be a driver for cleaner water in the state?
Absolutely. So ICON truly is a water quality initiative in the same way that it is an economic development initiative, outdoor recreation and safety initiative. There's a distinction when we think about water quality between water quality for drinking water and then water quality for recreating.
Right.
So want to make sure that we make that distinction. But on both fronts, the work that ICON is doing is going to have a significant impact. At one of our sites, we have had a significant investment from Athene in developing a wetland that will be adjacent to our ICON site that will be able to naturally filter a lot of that water that is running from downtown and would go into the river. So we are looking at every single project that we do with ICON has a water quality component to it, and all of that is going to improve our water quality here in the state. We also partner with the Great Outdoors Foundation. They were the organization that incubated ICON Water Trail, and we continue to partner with them very strongly.
Shout out to Hannah Inman.
They recently launched the Conservation Fund, and the things that they are going to be doing with that fund will drive water quality initiatives throughout the state that will have an impact in central Iowa and truly on the Mississippi as a whole and water quality nationally.
As we look at this, this has got a national impact as well. Because funding for something like this is pretty major. And so you're also looking to federal funds, which have been released in great numbers. President Biden has opened up opportunities for infrastructure. And I know Pete Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, is really into these types of projects that improve the quality of life for all Americans. So are you also working with the federal?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We are very interested in a lot of different agencies' funding streams and also how the agencies are working together. ICON was very happy to secure through the MPO here in central Iowa a $25 million.
Metropolitan Planning Organization.
Thank you for that. Metropolitan Planning Organization. Great partners in this work with us, a $25 million federal grant that is driving some of our major construction that is happening down at our Scott Avenue site. We are continuing to seek those federal funds and looking at how we can stack some of the private and federal together to be able to really impact this. We will continue to work with all as many federal agencies, from Outdoor Recreation, National Park Service to, there's potential for safety, water quality, habitat restoration is a big component of what we are doing, creating with all of our sites. In addition to what we are doing with water quality, we also want to look at that habitat that is there and how can we improve that for some of the species that are here in Iowa that are endangered or just have issues.
Right. So lots of things, lots of moving parts, ladies and gentlemen. And in this, an economic development driver that is really so many different focuses to it. It is fantastic. Stephanie Oppel has been our guest. Stephanie, final question for you. What do you see as your biggest challenge moving forward?
Yeah, I think our biggest challenge moving forward is continuing to make sure that we are engaging the community and showing them the value that ICON is bringing. We feel really strongly that we are bringing all kinds of value to the communities. I'll share one more piece. In addition to all the things that we are doing with the water trails and the recreational activity, we are trying to enhance through placemaking with our public art initiative as well, right? So making sure that we are kind of touching all of these components and continuing to get people interested, excited, and connected to the work that we're doing. It's new, so getting people to truly understand what ICON is all about and follow along with us as we continue to build this out.
Touching so many things all at the same time. Stephanie, thanks so very much for joining us. This is such an important project, and we're really pleased that you took the time to visit with us today. Thank you.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
That, once again, is the voice of Stephanie Oppel. She's the executive director of the Iowa Confluence Water Trails, talking about economic opportunities utilizing our rivers and streams across the state of Iowa. What a great opportunity for us all. All right, that's a wrap for the business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Stephanie Oppel, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.